Hey, Wes, my brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Randy?
You know, living the dream as usual, you?
Living the dream, racking and stacking guests. It doesn't get any better.
It does not get any better. You know, we were just chatting offline with our guest that we're going to talk to in just a minute about an incredibly cool program that she's involved with. But it just makes me realize, we've talked about it a million times, that it doesn't get said enough, that we just do what we love and love what we do, and it's just life doesn't get any better than that, does it?
It really doesn't. I have to tell you, some of the guests that we've had, you know, that lead to other guests and you know, side conversations and side deals, it's just, it really is something that if people aren't in masterminds or aren't out there, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies like you, yep, they really need to, because there's just nothing better than the relationships, you know, that you're able to, you know, kind of foster from doing that.
Oh, exactly. Because, you know, just prior to jumping on with you and our guest today, Gabby, I just got an email from some people that I met at the NFBA show a few weeks ago when I was there, and they saw our show and approached me and talked about what they do. And the next thing you know, they're going to be guests. You don't even know this yet, but they're going to be guests from the barndominium industry, which is, I know, an area that you're kind of interested in. So it is amazing. I talk about it a lot, right? But visibility equals opportunities, man.
It does. You can't get the opportunities if you're not out there making them.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't come to you. But boy, when you start getting the ball rolling, it's almost impossible to stop it.
Exactly. So I think we should just go and get somebody way more important to talk to than you and I.
Well, even much better looking than me. So let's get her pretty, in and me
that
out.
Bar's pretty that? Low. That bar's pretty low, but still, yes. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's go do it, buddy.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Boom, here we are. Gabby, how are you?
Hi, Randy. I'm well. How you doing?
You know, it'd be tough to be better. You know, I mean, I can't be Wes, but I can be Wes number two, so...
Guys look like you have a good time together.
You know, we have a good time together, and we actually share a Cabernet or two together, or Dr. Pepper, as I refer to it, just because that sounds like weird, and a little weird at times. But we're actually got a plan coming up for, I don't know, next month to get together again. We dine from time to time and tell stories, and Wes has been known to steal my quesadilla, and you know, we just kind of like buddies, pals, brothers, and he's even my occasional bodyguard when I get a little out of line at, you know.
Sounds good.
The local
quesadillas
sports club
are shareable.
Yeah, exactly.
You might as well share.
Exactly.
My mother always said, "Food tastes better when you share it."
That's true. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't share two things: my Cabernet or dessert. Y'all keep your hands off my dessert, especially if it's any derivative of some kind of a, you know, chocolate, molten lava, flowing ice cream and chocolate stuff. You know, don't touch that.
Yeah, you're a one fork guy.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get forked if you even come close. I don't care who you are. I would do that with my grandkids. You back off. I'll buy you one of your own, but you back off. That's mine. But so, Gabby, welcome. Thank you for jumping on and chatting today.
Oh, I'm so pleased to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, of course. So let's start out with the ever popular, who in the world, not Waldo, but who in the world is Gabby Mann? Give us the, you know, this is your time to shine. Let's go.
No worries. Yeah. All right. Well, a little background on me. Lawyer by training, not practicing now, but that was my very first career in Savannah, Georgia. Got into the fastener industry. It's almost been 30 years now. 27 years ago, my husband Greg and I bought a very small company named All Points Screw Bolt and Specialty in Dania Beach, Florida. I didn't think I was going to be in the fastener business necessarily. When we came down to Florida, was studying for the Florida bar, thought I was going to continue being a lawyer, started working in it while I was practicing for the bar and studying for it, and just fell in love with the fastener industry. So I decided not to be a lawyer anymore, kind of went inactive in Florida and Georgia, can always go back in if I want to. But last 27 years, I've been doing the nut, bolt, and screw business.
Yeah, and isn't it great? I mean, isn't it great when, just like what Wes and I was talking on the pre-show there, isn't it great when you find yourself in something that you just love?
Absolutely. Yeah. Never thought I was going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you envision as a student in college, high school, college, even grad school, what your life will be like, never in any world could I think of that I would be selling nuts, bolts, and screws. Yeah. Yeah, so we ran and operated All Points for 11 years and then were acquired by the Hillman Group in 2007. So we have been part of Hillman now for the last 16 years. So part of Hillman longer than we even had All Points. Really, really love working with the Hillman Group. I run the All Points division for the Hillman Group in Florida, and it gives me an opportunity to still stay in lovely South Florida, but travel the country selling product all around.
It's a great deal, and you know the Hillman Group, for anybody that strangely would not know who that is, you probably find a tiny little bit of their stuff in just about every box store in America, right?
I think a little bit more than a little bit, probably a whole yeah, aisle.
And exactly. Then some.
Yeah, yeah. Nuts, bolts, and screws are what Hillman does, as well as now all different kinds of divisions. They've got the robotic division. They make a tremendous amount of keys. If you have a key made, or if you make it yourself at any of the self-serve kiosks, chances are it's a Hillman key. A lot in the way of yard signs. Protective products, now gloves and bags. It's almost endless what Hillman's doing in the hardware related industry.
Yep, it is. It is. So for anybody that wouldn't know, Gabby and my relationship, if you will, is I'm an ST Fastening rep and cover the Great Lakes in New England. And ST Fastening is a division of Hillman and also falls under the Industrial Solutions Division, I guess, or group of the Hillman Group. So there's three or four companies that's in that a little more industrial-related area. And so that's where Gabby and I got to know each other. And you'd mentioned your husband, Greg, so let's get his some props here as well. Greg is the overall Industrial Solutions Division VP, correct?
Right. Actually, he's on his way to Texas right now for the main ST facility. They've got some kind of audit going on, which happens many yeah. times in these type of companies. So, yeah, he goes from ST to in Texas to ST in Cincinnati, and also handles the West Coast washer business out in Salem, Oregon, and then sometimes makes it back to Florida. Where
we're yep. branch. It's awesome. That's awesome. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be over to see you and tour the facility and All Points pretty soon. And I'm looking forward
Absolutely.
To that, too. So,
yeah,
there's going to be some fun crossover there that we can do. So we talked about all that fun stuff. But one of the things we want to talk about today, and I was really excited when you brought it to my attention. Oh, when we were together in Tyler, Texas at the main ST sales meeting about your Becommed charity program that you're working. And I just, let's just blast right into this thing and give us a history of what Becommed is and how Hillman's got involved. And let's really spend the next little bit of time together talking about, because I think this is I love to see corporate America get involved with giving back, right? And I think some do a lot, some do not so much. And even for our smaller customers out there that'll be watching from time to time this show, you don't have to be a Hillman size to be involved either. You know, we can all do our little part. And I just think it's hats off for doing it. And so give me a little history of Becommed, and I want to listen to Gabby and the whole world. Is it Becommed or Becommed?
We call it Becommed.
Becommed. Okay.
Becommed. And all right, I would love to talk about Becommed. It is a new charity just within the last year and a half that my best friend, Pam Kelski, and I co-founded. Pam went through breast cancer in 2019, whole shebang. You know, had to have the double mastectomy, BRCA positive, everything you hear about that so many women are going through. right now. 1 in 8 women are going to be diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States. So it affects so many. It touches so many. So after she went through all of her surgeries and her reconstruction, she really wanted to give back. And we have always talked about doing this together. We've been friends for 25 years, and we've always talked about wanting to do something to give back to the community. And she really found a need through her experience. People know about chemotherapy. People know about the side effects of that and surgeries. But what most don't really envision when they have a mastectomy is right after it, what's happening, what's going on with your body. And after you have either a single mastectomy or a double mastectomy or even a lumpectomy, you've got drains that are put in to drain bodily fluids. And the drains are attached to the sides of your chest or the sides of your back, really. And usually there's two drains on each side that drain into a bulb. And they're very hard to manage. And she didn't know what she was getting into when she was going to have surgery. You just don't know about it. You don't know to ask the questions. So you've got these drains. You've just had surgery. You generally don't have use of your arms at the time. So you kind of have these alligator arms. And what do you do with these drains? They just kind of hang. Some people pin them. Some people have the wherewithal to buy a big robe, but it's very expensive. So she came up with the idea of a drain carrier. And there are some out there, but she came up with a prototype. Her dad helped, who was an engineer, helped draw it up and sewed the first one. And she really thought this could be of use to patients. So we took the idea and were able to have it manufactured. And now we are a 501c3 nonprofit. Okay. And we've gotten in shipments and we are shipping it out around the country. And the whole idea was to come up with a product to help ease the journey. That's our tagline, ease the journey of going through breast cancer and other surgeries. It doesn't necessarily have to be breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Any kind of stomach surgery requires these drains. So provide something at a time of great, great need for patients and their caregivers to really help out. So this bag is worn gently over your neck. And it will hold up to 4 drains, and you can sleep in it. You can wear it and kind of put a big shirt around it to conceal it. You can take a shower in it. And that's one of the biggest problems. You've got these drains in for, it could be up to 3 to 4 weeks, and you have to shower and live your daily life. And many doctors said they were having patients pull their drains out in the middle of the shower or just rolling over in bed. So this is something that can be worn to really manage the drains and make it more comfortable for the patients.
Wow. So this is relatively new on the market, so to speak, then, obviously, just in the last few months or less.
We started about a year and a half came up with the idea. However, because of COVID and supply chain issues, and it just took a little while, we didn't get our first shipment in until September, this past September. So it's really been less than 6, 7, 8 months that we have the shipment in. We got in our first shipment of 3,000 bags, and we've already distributed over 1,200 of them to doctors and surgeons and hospitals and clinics. And the idea is to get it to the patients when they're having the surgery, because they need to go home with this bag. So it's part of a pre-op package. And we're getting the word out. Really just done it through social media and making phone calls so far. We are going to a breast surgeon convention at the end of April in Boston, and there's going to be thousands of breast surgeons. So we have a feeling it's going to be a whoosh at that point, and we'll really get the word out and start distributing the bags. But the idea is to give them away. We do not charge for them. So we give them to doctors, we give them to individuals, and just make it for use for anyone who needs it.
Well, everybody that's watching this, make sure you share this out. Make sure you share out the website. Let's get the news out to people, right? Because
we would so appreciate that. Since we are new, we're building our social media presence, and that's really the way to get it out. Because if an individual is going in for surgery, they don't know that this exists. So we want everyone to know that this is there for them, and we'll send it out. There's a contact form on our website. So if you know of someone who needs a bag, or if you need a bag, or you know a neighbor who's going through surgery soon, just fill out the contact form and we'll ship out a bag. Since it is relatively new, we don't have a lot of followers. So here's a plea to come and follow us on Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Exactly.
So we can spread the word on this.
Well, I would challenge everybody, because I know that Wes and I will, from our end, both personally and as well as from the podcast. But I challenge everyone to share this on your pages, and let's get the word out, because it's bad enough to be in that situation, and if there's any small little thing and that can be done to just to help ease that burden, help to make it a little bit better. I think we all ought to get on that wagon, and I think that's an outstanding thing you're doing. So hats off to you and your partner. I think it's excellent what you're doing. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the response has been really, really tremendous. When we get doctor's offices who call us for another shipment, we ship out a case of 20 to doctor's offices. And when we get that call that says, hey, this has really helped the patients, we've gotten wonderful feedback, can you send us another box? That's what really makes it worthwhile. And just in the short 6 or 8 months that we've been starting to sell, we're in a tremendous amount of states around the country. We're in Alaska. We shipped our first batch to the Bahamas, and Israel has 120 of our bags. And we actually got some wonderful feedback from Hadassah Hospital in Israel saying that the patients are just finding it so worthwhile, and they're, you know, really thanking us for it. So those kind of messages really make it worth it for us.
Oh, it does. It does. So I know that you've got a lot of help on this from Hillman. And talk to me about what Hillman's done, what they're doing, because I think that'll lead into, you know, the third thing I want to talk about is what can corporations, big or small, do? And I think they can all take a lesson from Hillman, because obviously with your connection to Hillman, they've stepped up in a pretty big way, I think.
Right. I think what everybody has to realize is people want to contribute. People want to help and give back in any way that they can. So you have to ask. Mm-hmm. Once you make that ask, it just comes. And that's exactly what happened with the Bacalm bag. We had a prototype. All Points knows how to have screws manufactured and anchors and buy sealants and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't know where to go to have a bag made, a fabric and mesh waterproof bag made. So I just emailed a buyer at the Big Time Products division of Hillman, our protective solutions division, just sent a message out and said, do you have a source for this? And within 5 minutes, I've got 3 potential sources with introductions to different factories, you know, literally 5 minutes later. And then I contacted the head of marketing and said, we could really use some help with packaging and with our logo. This is going to be into different vehicles than we're used to. We're used to industry where you put it in a box and you slap a sticker on it and you know, contractors using it in the field, you know, and then it goes in some waste pile. So this had to look good. It had to be professional and it had to be clean. You know, people are putting this on their bodies. So again, within 5 minutes, the marketing team just whipped into action. They assigned it, and anyone in corporate world knows what a ticket is. So we were assigned a ticket for our marketing department, and they assigned a few people to help us. And then we had this beautiful logo made, the Bacalm logo, which is up on the screen, and I'm modeling it. And the color scheme. And they really helped us prepare for the future. We had a logo that we had already designed. And they said, you know, the logo's cute, but it's not going to take you anywhere. And people need to look at it from a distance. And they have to really know what it is. So they helped us create that. And our tagline, Easing Your Journey, helped with packaging, helped facilitate with the factory on how to get it all assembled there. So, and it was just that first couple of asks, the first couple of emails, and everyone had a story of how they had been affected by breast cancer, whether it was a family member or a friend, and people were touched. Some people were crying, saying they'd love to help with it because, you know, their aunt just went through it, or they helped their mother with it. And if their mother had had this bag, it would have made it so much easier to shower and so much easier to just exist after the surgery. So, you know, it really shows that the little bit of help that people give, you know, whether it's helping us with our logo design or helping introduce us to a couple of factories, that's a 5 or 10 minute little help, but it means so much to an organization like ours. And Hillman has continued even beyond that. You know, they've helped support the funding of some of the bags. They help us with our warehousing because a new charity, we don't have money to get a warehouse and a forklift. You know, the shipment comes in on pallets and somehow you have to get those pallets loaded up and unloaded and stored somewhere. So it's just been tremendous help by the corporation, by Hillman.
Well, that's awesome. And it's great to hear, you know, the fact that everybody stepped forward like that and so quickly just tells you that people, you hit on something earlier, people do want to help. I think way more than we think they want to help sometimes. But a lot of us, I put myself in that boat. We don't know what to do though, right? We don't know where to help. We don't know. And I think like this, the help wasn't from money at the start. The help was literally sourcing the product, sourcing the manufacturing, sourcing the packaging, the logo. I mean, that's a big help for a startup, for any organization, but especially a startup that has no money. And every dollar that's saved is more people, right? So I think that's a huge help from Hillman. And you hit on something that I think is awesome, whether it's in personal life or in business life or in charities, is what you just said is ask. Isn't it amazing how often? And again, you and I come from a background of sales, right? We sell fasteners and stuff, right? We sell screws. How many times do you get business if you literally just ask, you know, could I have a shot at this? And it's so interesting sometimes that we forget, whether it's in charities is a good example. You ask, they came. You go into personal life. Most guys, if you want to date with a girl, y'all probably got to ask, right? It just
absolutely, and the girls have to ask the guys too.
Exactly, and you know, so many times it's like the old Wayne Gretzky thing, right? You never miss a shot you never took. So if you just ask for the help and the assistance, but I think a lot of it too, Abby, is I can tell talking to you, and I could tell when we talked together down in Tyler, Texas, a few weeks ago. Your passion for doing this and your belief for doing this leads naturally to you're authentic, right? You're not just, I could tell early on when we first talked about it that this was not just, well, I think I ought to be involved in some charity because that'd be kind of cool to do. You had a real cause with a real friend that really had a real need. And that passion, authentic passion, not just a fake passion, came through. And I can tell that's why you had such good luck with this quick start, is because people will feed off of that. And so, again, well done with that. So, Gabby, how about corporate responsibilities? Talk to me a little bit more about that. What they can do, how they can do it. We all know why they should do it, because it's the right thing, right?
Yeah, it is the right thing. And, you know, corporations are to make money, right? That's why they're formed. We're all in business to make a profit. But we all, as employees, spend so much time, so much of our energy, time, and a huge part of our life working. And part of that should be giving back to the community. And I'm not saying that it should be in huge financial donations. There are certainly corporations that do that. But everybody is an expert in what they do. You know, Randy, you and I have been doing this a long time. Right. So we know fasteners, we know sourcing, you know, the building industry. As part of corporations, there's so many people who have expertise. And if they can lend their expertise just a little bit to giving back and helping, it would make the community it would benefit the community so much and make the world such a better place. And it doesn't take much. We talked earlier about little asks, just, you know, little things that everyone can do. And if we just think about it and incorporate it into part of our day, helping the community, it's almost effortless. It's just part of what we do in the day. So if all of the corporations could just help a little bit, it would help just the world tremendously. And that's what Hillman's doing. Just a little bit of help is going a long way.
That's awesome. And so it really, and it's leadership throughout the corporations, right? To just, you know, ask or at least bring up to their people. You know, there's little things you can do, and you can tell with a Hillman has a culture of being helpful and being a good corporate neighbor. And the reason I can say that is the fact that 5 minutes you had all these people saying, I can help you with marketing. I can help you with sourcing. I can help. It wasn't like you had to go through 27 people and almost get somebody ordered by the big boss to, I want you to help Gabby, right? It was like instantly, right. I want to do it. That's not just a one offer right there. That's a people wanted to help, and there's a corporate culture there wanting to help, or that wouldn't have happened that quickly, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And I think at the heart of it, people want to share their knowledge and people want to contribute. And there's so much expertise in all different levels of an organization, tremendous exactly. experience and expertise.
So we've got the bag, the becalmed bag. Is that it? Or do we have something else coming down the pike maybe?
Well, we're branching out.
No way.
There's so many needs when someone goes through a traumatic surgery and a cancer diagnosis. So the next need that we've identified is a seatbelt cushion. Because after surgery, and this also can be any surgery, it doesn't have to be breast surgery, you can't have anything rubbing on the surgical site. So we're developing a seatbelt cushion to help people just get on with their daily life. And that lasts longer than the drains of 3 to 4 weeks. People who have chest surgery, it could be months when they're uncomfortable. So we're going to bring out the Becalm seatbelt cushion. And then, nice. Yeah, we also really want to put a whole package together, really a mastectomy surgery package. And that will include some kind of garment to conceal your drains and to, you know, to help you get back to normal. One of the experiences that my partner Pam had is just after her surgery, she went to a post-op doctor's visit, and she saw so many women walking around just with their drains hanging out and really their bodily fluids just out there for everyone to see and no way to camouflage it. So we've got the bag that can hold the drains. We've got seatbelt cushion to help you get on with your daily life. And then we're going to come up with some kind of shirt or garment to help conceal it all and just help patients feel a little more normal.
Nice. Wow. Good stuff. Well, Gabby, I just absolutely appreciate you coming on and chatting about this. And again, I'm going to say it one more time before we get to a couple last things, but share this stuff out, folks. Get involved. Let people know about Gabby's and Pam, right? It's your partner?
Right. Partner Pam.
Becalmed.org. Before we get to how people can donate or help, there's this, Wes always puts something up for me because I usually forget, but I see if he beats me to it. Should ask questions. What have we missed? See, I beat Wes. That's always a game we play. What did I miss today that you going, geez, Randy, you quit talking for a minute and ask me this question?
Randy, I think we hit it. You know, well, we just wanted to get the word out, and we want to get people thinking about how they can contribute to society in small ways through their exactly. through their work experiences.
Beautiful stuff. So how do people get a hold of you or get a hold of the organization? How do they make a donation if they'd like? What's the best?
Our website has all the information on it, becalmed.org. And there's a contact form. If you know of anyone who needs a bag, give us the information. If you're a medical provider and you want some of the bags. And of course, we would love donations. We've got twofold here. We want to provide the bags and the other products. But unfortunately, part of it is raising money in order to do right. that. Because the goal is to give all of these away.
Sure. Okay. So if somebody's mission right now is, look, I don't know how much else I can do, but I could send you $100 or $500 or, you know, whatever. That's obviously equally welcomed as well.
Oh, absolutely. On the website, there's donate buttons all over the place.
Perfect.
Yeah, we take love credit it. Cards, so we would love it.
Good stuff. Awesome. Well, Gabby, thank you for being on and sharing this really, really beneficial charity. And I'm impressed with what you've done and excited that we could expose it to our folks. And I'm going to keep the pressure on our folks to help out if they can, when they can, where they can.
So appreciate it. Thank you, Randy. It was an honor to be on your show.
Well, it was an honor to have you. Appreciate it, my friend. We'll see you soon. There you go. There it is, Gabby Mann. And that is how it gets done, folks. You get involved. Right. We talk about Wes and I talk a lot about networking and all that other stuff. We always do it from the world of sales. But, man, you can get involved and network and do the right thing and things that I'm a sales guy. Right. I love selling. Feels good to sell. But I can tell you, I think doing these kind of things and helping people know you made a difference with somebody's life, especially in a pretty traumatic time, it's got to feel even better than selling something. So get out and help, pass the word, do what you can. And remember, that's all part of loving what you do, doing what you love, because you got to live it, you got to love it, you got to own it. And you know what? Why don't you go make today your best day ever? Till tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.